KBND Morning News Time, 7:05. Good morning to you. Welcome to the news. I'm Dave Jarvis. I'm in for the count, Frank Bonacquesti, who is sitting in for somebody else somewhere else in the building this week. It's all so confusing. I don't really understand it. But bottom line is, I'm here. Kim Birchfield is here, and that's all you need to know.
Thank you, Dave. Summer is when kids are most likely to fall out of windows, and you may be surprised at how often this actually happens. Registered nurse Sandy Nipper is from Legacy Emmanuel Children's Hospital in Portland.
There are 2 to 3 window falls happening in the nation per day, and those are just the ones that the media is covering.
And Nipper says parents and caregivers may not know how much little kids with their high energy are drawn to those windows. Combine that with the false sense that window screens provide safety. They are actually designed to pop out easily in case of an emergency. And more legal issues may be facing the Deschutes County District Attorney. Patrick Flaherty learned Friday that the County Board of Commissioners has sent a letter to the Oregon State Bar. In a Friday afternoon press release, Flaherty says the letter appears to be a more sophisticated rendition of the anonymous bar complaint made against him in March regarding his use of a grand jury. Flaherty also learned that County Legal Counsel Mark Pilliod has filed a tort claim notice with the state of Oregon, indicating Pilliod intends to file a lawsuit related to the grand jury issue. And a hot weekend means there's a lot of fire fuel in central Oregon. Captain Mark Mills with the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office says a long winter and mild summer means grasses are very tall this year, and now the hot weather has really dried them out.
And so when a fire starts and gets in that grass, it really goes, and it goes fast, even in the areas that it's already burned. So it can move really fast and get to the areas that have not burned very quickly.
He says in the event of a fire, you need to be prepared by having an emergency kit, keepsakes, medications, and important records, all easy to get quickly out the door. And if you have large animals, you may need to have a special emergency evacuation plan in place. And if you're doing a research project or just want to look into Oregon's past, 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports there's a new website that will give you access to old copies of Oregon newspapers.
The Oregon Digital Newspaper Program has been scanning old newspapers.
We have 1846 to 1922.
Karen Estlund says this replaces the old microfilm system you might have used in a library.
When you get there, you find full-page images of historic newspapers from around the state.
They've scanned more than 180,000 pages and plan to double that over the next couple of years. To find the website, search ODNP. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And how would you like to have a university campus in your neighborhood? Oregon State University has hired Ambient Architecture of Bend to find alternative locations for a new OSU Cascades campus. Principal Architect Stacy Stemich says once they complete their design, the university will begin to have public meetings for local input about the proposed campus.
What we're creating right now is just something for the public to actually talk about. We've gotten a lot of response just from peers and friends in the area that has suggested to us that there would be a lot of interest and desire to have a campus in this area connected to the existing neighborhood.
Stemich says Juniper Ridge has been touted as a location for the campus, but they're also looking at a location in the Old Mill area. And a local author is enjoying some great success lately. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer talked with her.
For years, Kim Cooper Finley of Bend has written for magazines, but this year she's had 2 books published. The first one was a travel guide called Day Trips from Portland, Oregon, and the other was a memoir on growing up in Oregon. It's called Chance of Sun, an Oregon Memoir. How it all happened was surprisingly easy.
You know, in the writing industry, the common wisdom is that you have to pitch yourself relentlessly. No one is ever going to come along and discover you. You need to put yourself out there, never give up, you know, that sort of thing. And so I'm sitting at my computer one day and just get this email from this guy who said he'd read my blog in the Travel Oregon blog and thought that what I wrote was right on and funny and would I like to write a book.
Findling plans to write a book about motherhood for her next project. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The Bend South Little League Baseball team's 11- and 12-year-olds are the state champions. They wrapped up a week-long battle for the state championship in that division by defeating Ashland 14-1. The team now moves on to the Northwest Regional Tournament in San Bernardino, California, and that starts August 5th. And that is a look at your local news. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.